Greetings, this is James Gillen with BBS Radio, and we've got some awesome information for you. Unfortunately, our guest tonight could not come on the show. We just talked to her. Her phone line sounds like it's underwater, and there's some serious problems there, so we decided to postpone that and have her on at a later date, and it's pretty much typical for the work we do, so... So anyway, we've got some other really awesome things happen. For those of you who have been keeping track of the website, we have the Ambassadors Training going on, and it's been an incredible event. The weather report said just we're going to be inundated with massive rain and through the whole event until Sunday. But actually, that didn't happen. We had a nice hole open up over the ranch here, and had some amazing things happen. So anyway, the people I want to talk to are people that are attending this ambassador training class, and so you can get a feel for what goes on here. It's not your typical ambassador training. It's a very intense process. We do a lot of clearing work, a lot of healing work. We only work with beings of a very high frequency. And so it's a lot of rising to the occasion and having a chance to open up and experience, you know, the multidimensional beings as well as our multidimensional selves. So it's quite an awesome event. And without any further ado, hopefully we can hook into our other line here and bring on some of the guests that have had some of these experiences, and they can tell you what they've experienced. So are we hooked up with the outer line yet? Let's see. We've got our Skywatch line waiting for the guest to come on. Hello.
Hello, James.
Okay, we're hooked up. Great. All right, who am I speaking with?
Hi, James. This is Daryl Johnson.
Oh, great to have you on the show, Daryl.
Thank you. How are you doing?
Good. Hey, I'd love for you to talk about some of the experience you've had while you're here at the ranch, and especially, you know, the Skywatch last night, you know, what you experienced out there.
That was phenomenal. I really didn't know what to expect. Maybe I expected too much because I have never been here before, and I maybe was looking for metal in the sky or looking for, you know, ships with rotating lights, and I was really pleasantly surprised to see that what I had witnessed last night may have been things that I've been seeing throughout my life. And, you know, I brought my rational mind with me, and of course I'm watching what's happening in the sky, and mostly what I was seeing was huge or orbs of light cruising across the sky from west to east, turning around and coming back the opposite direction. And as I'm watching what's going on, I'm going through my mind, okay, satellites go straight. These lights are fishtailing through the sky, changing direction, stopping, increasing their luminosity or expanding their light. And so I'm just checking with everything that I know in my world to see, am I really seeing what I'm seeing? And, I mean, just the sheer thrill that came over me when I saw it, and I realized what this meant about us as human beings, about the greater, you know, world that's out there. And I guess, you know, finally, in my mind, I've made contact. I've made contact with higher intelligence in that I actually had proof for myself that something else is out there. I've been waiting and waiting and waiting for a lot of years to see something like that. And I think, though intellectually, you know, I've been studying about ufology and for many, many years, all of it just clicked into place when I actually saw it with my own eyes.
Mm-hmm. And some of those ships, what would you say to, I mean, you've pretty much already covered it, but you know, there's people who say, oh, those are just meteors or satellites or the space station. Basically, these are going the wrong direction for the space station anyway, but we all know it wasn't the space station. But what would you say to people that, you know, come up with these comments?
Well, you know, I before I came here, I went on NASA's J-Tracker site so I could see what satellite pathways look like in the sky and also on the globe. And I spend every night, because I work late and I get home and walk my dog late at night, so I spend every night watching satellites as I'm walking my dog. So I'm pretty familiar with those straight line pathways through the sky. And these lights, I don't know if you ever have driven in the snow, and when you hit the gas too hard, your car fishtails through the snow and it leaves kind of a swiggly line through the snow.
Yeah.
That's what it looked like these lights were doing. Now, granted, how the distance that we were looking at them at, those fishtails through the sky might have been, you know, 10, 20, 100 miles at a time. And, you know, satellites and space stations, I don't think stop and hold position in the sky relative to the other background stars. I just don't think that happens. And these lights last night were doing that. And there were, I mean, I don't know what it's like typically here, but there were at least a dozen lights and seemed to have some sort of interaction. In other words, they were literally crossing paths with one another, slowing down as they were getting close to one another, and then some sort of interaction would take place, and one would, I guess you call it power up, just increase like 100 times its luminosity while it would stop and then continue off on its direction. So something, some intelligence is controlling these craft. So, I mean, it's easy for me now to just say, yes, they're beings and they're craft. But if you're just going to be scientific about it and just go through all the, you know, the checkpoints on your list, I would say that, yeah, they change direction, they stop, they arc through the sky, they increase and decrease luminosity, and they interact.
Yeah, and they interact with the people on the ground, too, which is amazing, you know, watching that interface happen.
It definitely occurred that way. You know, you guys have those lasers that you, the little tiny pocket lasers that you shoot up at them, and they'll just be cruising across the sky, and then you shoot the lasers, and then they start to do the fishtailing thing, and they pause, and then you stop shooting them with the lasers, and they seem to continue on their way. So it absolutely, I mean, and then beyond that is literally the field connects all of us. The field connects us, you know, with our friends and family. You know when somebody's going to call you on the phone, or you think about somebody, and then they call you on the phone. Wow, I was just thinking about you. It's that same sort of sensation of a synchronistic event that I felt last night, that there was actual conscious communication through who knows how many miles of space up there. And I know just from looking at your website that you've had even more dramatic and much closer experiences, but that to me was very intimate. So...
And the sheer numbers, they just kept coming and coming and coming.
Yeah.
I mean, I went in later and I could hear people still screaming out there like every 10 minutes, it seemed like. So obviously it continued probably, you know, till late into the night.
Well, yeah, and the clouds came in and then a hole would open up in the cloud and then one would come through, you know, and we were out there till 1 o'clock. Could not go to sleep. Too excited, too amped up.
Yeah, and, yeah, I know. I know we got all this on film, and to me, when that double came in, I had three on the film, and then I caught those two that crossed each other's path, and then one of them, when that one powered up, that was just phenomenal. When it lit up, it was just enormous. So
it was.
So, we've got all that on film from two different cameras and two different witnesses, you know, filming the cameras. As long as I scan the audience in there, and it showed all the people out in the field that were witnessing this event when it was unfolding.
And I like what you said before, in that other countries, this is relatively normal.
Yeah.
And I know Brazil and Mexico have had some sort of semi-official disclosure. And of course, you know, when stuff is on the evening news, you have massive fleets of light ships and orbs going through the Mexico sky. It's kind of hard to cover that one up. But, yeah, so more and more and more people in this society are beginning to have this experience. And that's really why I came, you know, to SETI for this weekend, was really to have an experience that would remove all doubt and, you know, definitely delivered on that. Because I think, you know, I think of my family and friends who maybe have no interest in this, and in another 6 months to a year, their world is going to be rocked, you know. Mm-hmm. So I feel like it's my duty, especially doing the ambassador training, is to kind of, part of the ambassador training, I think, is to interface with higher intelligence beings, but the other part is to interface with, I don't want to say lesser intelligence beings, but just people who aren't yet awake, you know, and to kind of be that intermediary between the two, and bring my friends and family and the people that I care about and the people around me that even, you know, are close to opening up to this, up to speed, because whether they like it or not, the world is going to be completely open up in another year here. So,
yeah, it's going to be undeniable. I know that, you know, there does need to be an acclimation project going, and they are doing that public acclimation, and the ships are doing it on other levels as well. So it's up to our job too to kind of help people assimilate this information and get beyond this terror program that is being rammed down our throats. You know, that they're here to slice and dice and experiment on us and everything else, because that's not why they're here. These are extremely spiritually and technologically advanced beings.
Yeah, I'm really, again, really happy I came here, because you know, I there's so much information out there, and I'm a real kind of a newbie to studying UFOs, I guess, and I fell prey to a lot of negative information on the internet. There's many people, very really negative sites that just scare the hell out of me, frankly. And
yeah.
So as I was preparing to come down here, thinking about, God, what will I encounter, and will it be freaky or negative or scary, or, you know, I had to go through all that stuff, and I just realized, wait a second, you know, I know that I can create my reality. I know my experience in life, for the most part, has been really great. Why can't this experience also be great? And, you know, I think part of your training is really identifying, if something has fear associated with it, it's probably a negative entity. It's probably a negative being or a negative situation. In other words, a less evolved situation that really seeks domination, control, and it's probably not a higher intelligence. It's not something that you should be listening to. And I think that's what we most need to learn in this huge transition that human beings, or evolutionary process that human beings are going through, is how to discern truth for ourselves inside of ourselves.
And that is the most important aspect of this training, is being able to lift yourself up and have the inner sensitivity and the discernment to know, you know, what's right for you and what's really going on. And you know, those who are really promoting this fear and aggression program are actually contrary to contact and contrary to truth and, you know, contrary to uniting with the greater family of man that has been waiting to assist us for quite a long time. It's kind of sad, you know, but it's unfortunately that's the program, and you know, we are an emotionally driven race, and those that, you know, can keep us pumped up, you know, with fear and aggression and separation, you know, are the ones that are controlling the destiny of the planet. But that's coming to a close here real shortly.
Yeah, thank God.
Yeah. Hey, thanks so much for coming on the show. Is there anything else about the classes or anything your experiences there you want to talk about? Or?
My experience is kind of like I've been driving in first gear with my foot to the floor as fast mm-hmm. as I could possibly go. And coming to this class is like putting me into fifth gear and humming along on the highway. So engaging in that process is kind of like my own hyperdimensional jump I feel like I'm going through mm-hmm. and just a real awakening process. So, I wouldn't say that... I guess my intellectual mind was looking for tools and techniques and tips and all of that stuff, and I think being in the field, being in the flow, and being in the clearings and just allowing the guidance and the work from the higher dimensional beings to work on me and really accept it as a gift is the most potent part of the process that I never expected, and I'm totally happy with.
So, great.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. Hey, thanks so much for coming on the show. Do we have anybody else that wants to come on the air?
We do.
Great.
I'll talk to you later, James. Thanks.
All right. Thanks for coming on the show.
Hello.
Hello. Who are we speaking with?
This is Rella.
Hey, Rella. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Hey, I would love for you to talk about some of your experiences and even share some of your visions and things you've seen during the classes and some of the experiences out in the field.
Okay, I'd be glad to do that. I've been coming to the ranch for about almost a year now. I started coming in last August, and I don't think I've missed any of the events that you've put on so far, and I've been really focused on my own spiritual awakening for a very long time. And so it's moving right along, I must say. I've had many experiences. I've had a healing. I had a thyroid disease for 15 years, and all of a sudden it is gone, and that's been documented with a medical doctor. And so I think, and that was attributed to the healing work and the things that I've experienced and asked for here at the ranch. And so it's been that's wonderful. And I had a really seen lots of ships, had lots of fun out in the field sky watching. We've seen ships doing all sorts of things and power up and all of that stuff, and it's been just really fun. And realized that I too have been seeing these things for a very long time in the sky and just simply didn't know what I was looking at. Mm-hmm. And so this is really, really exciting. And the experience I had today at the Ambassador Workshop is just like was incredible. You were speaking to us about all the different beings and the different races, and I was listening, and you were talking, and all of a sudden I began to see energy fields in the room physically with my naked eye. This wasn't with my eyes closed or anything. So I saw a big energy field come in from the left, and then I began to see you sitting in your chair speaking to us, sort of morphing in and out, and your edges got real fuzzy, and you were sort of moving around, and at one point your eyes lit up like two little flashlights. It was like lights were beaming through you, and then energy started coming on a diagonal from the right-hand side into the room, and there were these beautiful bands of blue and like a lime green and orange, and then the bands they were sort of waves, and then they would switch, and the green one would be on top and the blue one would be on the bottom. And I just kept watching this beautiful visions of energy happening right before me. It was just really exciting, and so that was quite an awakening. And then lots of different things happened with the light too. It was very, very difficult to explain, but it was almost as if you were seeing a positive in a photographic image. And things would go back and forth. The lights and darks would move back and forth, and then more energy bands would come in. It was quite a spectacular experience.
Yeah, I'm glad that you could actually see it. You know, most people feel it. You know, some people know something's going on, and you know, you hear the whole group sighing, you know, when the energy comes in, and you know, you feel the energies as they're moving through your body and the healings are taking place. But, you know, not everybody can actually see it, although there were, it seemed to be four or five people there that did actually see the shifts and saw the energy.
I was very excited. I felt very blessed because what it says to me is that I'm evolving too, that my vibrational level is rising, and due to all my hard work here at the ranch and the Kundalini practices and everything we've been learning from the ranch. And so I'm just very excited. And I really feel that there is really a need for us to be facilitators because of what's going to come forward. And I am drawn to the ranch, and I'm drawn to do this work to be a helper of some kind or whatever, but that's sort of what I'm, the message that I'm getting is that there's going to be a great need for people, I think, like all of us who are experiencing these things, to help people not be so frightened and be more comfortable with the changes that are coming up.
Oh, I agree. Yeah, it's one of my kahuna friends, I was talking to her, and she said that. She said, you know, there is going to be a time where there's going to be people that are going to have to anchor in calm and be very at peace with themselves, because they said when these energies come in, people are just going to start going a little bonkers with it. And so there will be a great need of people who understand what's going on and can help others also, you know, in their transition.
Yeah, I think that's really, really going to be, I think that's absolutely true. It's really, because it is a very startling experience if you're not really tuned into that and you haven't had any knowledge or any experience around any of it. It will seem frightening to some people. And I think it's a beautiful evolution. And if we can help out doing that, I think that's a good thing.
Oh, I agree. And you know, it's very natural what's happening, especially with your unfoldment and the unfoldment of others. These are natural aspects of self. As we expand in consciousness, we start to see other planes and dimensions and other realities, and we see the light realms and all the other things. And so basically, it isn't anything that's so freaky or scary. It's just us opening up to our real selves, you know, and it's a very natural process, but for those that don't know anything about it when it happens, I guess it could be a little scary.
It does feel like a very natural process, and I've welcomed it and been known this is coming for a long time, and I'm really, really excited about all of it, and I feel very comfortable with it. There's nothing to be afraid of, and I think one of the wonderful things too about this particular class this time, I was able to really discern the different kinds of energies of the different beings as you called them in. That's been one of the things I've been focusing on, because that is kind of hard. Some of them are kind of have very subtle energies, very soft and gentle and loving, and some of them are much stronger, and to be able to discern who you're feeling and experiencing, I think that's really, really important.
Oh, I agree 100%. And also, too, I think it's so important to learn how to clear the energies. And you know, when you are sensing anything that might be of a lower frequency or a manipulating energy, the process of clearing, I think everybody's been sharing that with me. They're so glad that they learned how to do this and how to move these energies and maintain their own self-authority and their own clarity through the process.
Oh yeah, I think the clearings, I think that of all the things I'm experiencing here and that I've learned, is that the clearings are really the utmost important thing, because I have been personally, when I got home, when we first started coming here, got home, and I was challenged on several occasions, and I just simply sat down and did clearings and it took care of it. And it really is true that as we become enlightened and are waking up, we are like moths will come to the flame. And I had several little visits, and so the clearings are really, really important and very essential. They're just, can't say enough good things about them, I guess.
Great. Yeah, the old yogic saying, they say the closer you get to nirvana, the more the demons rear their ugly heads, you know? So
you know, and I think that's really true.
Yeah, so you really do have to learn to stand in your own self-authority and learn how to connect with the higher conscious energy and let that flow through you and clear these energies out.
Yep, that's true.
Yeah, it's definitely one of the processes.
It is. It's a very important one.
Well, I can't thank you enough for coming on the show and sharing what you've experienced here. Is there anybody else that wants to come on here?
You know, there is. Thank you for having me, and thank you for all the things I've learned and shared here at the ranch. It's one of the most beautiful places on the planet right now to me. And I think there's somebody in the wings here who'd love to tell you a story. Thanks, James.
All right, great. Thanks for coming on.
You're welcome.
Hey, James.
Hey, this sounds like Carrie.
This is. What's going on?
Oh, we're just doing the show, you know. So, hey,
yeah.
You know, this has just been phenomenal, this filming that, you know, both of us have been doing. Mainly you've been doing it. You want to talk a little bit about some of the things you filmed and kind of how you're getting that footage as well?
Oh, yeah. So I'll start with, like, last night. I kind of showed up late for long drive, showed up late for first little half of the class last night. And anyway, we all went out in the field, and they were zooming all over the place, and we caught some pretty awesome stuff. We had a great, big, huge power-up, and there was two ships. There was one ship going towards a brighter one, we will say, and the brighter one kind of started powering up and curving towards the other one, and they're just all over the place. I mean, one after another. I mean, I had my camera going, you know, normally I would stop, press pause or something between each ship. I mean, I left it on, and there was, you know, between a five-minute interval, there was at least, you know, six, seven in a row. I kept just moving my camera to the next one, to the next one. It was great.
Yeah.
It was great, yeah.
Yeah, I know we stopped counting probably at about 25 or so. I don't know. And then I went in, and they just kept coming and coming and coming, you know, which was quite interesting. But I know after I went in that I kept hearing screams out there, more and more screams, and I guess there must have been some more power-ups or some more big ships coming in. I was wondering, did you get a hold of those too, or?
I didn't catch any of that. kind of the howling was a little bit of playing in the field, you would have to say. I mean, the energy's so great here. You're just getting this childlike feeling, and you act like a kid a little bit because you're seeing you first in the sky, and you're seeing, you know, you're experiencing all this beautiful energy. You're getting photos of fairies, you, all these beautiful beings, and it's just like everybody just gets so just giddy and happy and stuff, and it's just like, so a little bit of the last night was a little bit of fun and running around and stuff, yeah. And another thing that happened last night, I went out to a big tree with a group of, there was like four of us, I believe, or five of us, and we heard there's a big tall group of trees direct straight out from the field,
and
we heard some big footprints going on around us, and they were like, it was pretty interesting. So that happened last night, yeah and stuff. So
right,
but I do have to tell you about I do have to tell you about last weekend though.
Okay.
I was here doing the self-mastery last weekend. I was even on show last weekend, but Saturday night, a friend of my, a friend I just made here named Joshua and I, and another guy, we're having a little fun out to the west of the field, and there's a group of trees, and there's like a little medicine circle over there, and we went out there catching some orbs, and we started walking around, and I crossed over a group of rocks, and I know of the gnomes, I should say, and our elves or whatever, so I kind of, as we're cruising through, I kind of, you know, verbally spoke out, you know, I hope you guys don't mind, we're just kind of passing through, you know. And so we cruise over this one spot, and behind us we start hearing little footsteps. And so we all turn, and we're all, oh, did you hear that? Did you hear that? And we sat there for a good 45 minutes, and within this 45 minutes, we, you know, got down and, you know, sat down, and they started interacting with us. We would hear little heckles, little laughter, and footsteps all around us. I remember one point I put my hand out, and I'm like, okay, guys, you know, if you guys want to come and, you know, interact, you feel free to touch me. And sure enough, walk right up, and you can hear them right between my legs and my hand, and a little touch on my hand kind of freaked me out, pulled it back, and I kind of put my hands back out saying, wait, this is too much fun. So, yeah, had him touching my belly and crossing it, you know, and it was just amazing, blew me away. We just had, I mean, it's so playful, and it's great that, you know, in a sense that, you know, that dimension is so close right now. And just so, they're almost there. I mean, I at one point squinted my eyes and kind of activated my third eye, and I could see little 2-foot tall light beams walking all around us with the snaps of the weeds and all that stuff. And it was just phenomenal. And the story continued. After that moment, 45 minutes there, we walked out to the big 2 tall trees I was just talking about, me and Joshua, and we stood on a rock in the middle. Mm-hmm. And as we're standing there, we're facing east, and within a minute or so, all of a sudden this bright, bright, bright light, it almost seemed like a airplane light, was just shining on our back. And I turn around, and his whole back's lit up, the side of my face is totally warm, and there was nothing out in the field. You know, I'm in my linear mind going, okay, what's that? Who's shining a light on us? Nothing out in the field. And I look up, and there's this line in the sky. The best I can describe it, it's a line. It's not like a, it's a huge line, like a rip. I will put it that way, in those terms, a rip. And it just, like, enclosed in on itself. And mm-hmm. so I was like, okay, and I look at Joshua, and he was like, my whole back was warm. I'm like, my whole face. He's like, I could see my shadow on your back. I was like, and so it was just nonstop. I mean, that last Saturday. So here we are this Saturday, and what happened last night, and see what we're going to get this tonight. So, yeah, it's going to be a fun night, I think.
Yeah, and all the different energies coming in today that we brought in for people to experience. Could you talk a little bit about what you experienced there?
Oh, wow. You know, yeah. Brought in Mary. And Mary did some work, and she did some work on me. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I remember last 4th of July, we did a big, clearing for everybody, and Mary was one of the energies that came in, and same thing almost happened. You know, I got, my body went in like a bow, like lowered down, and I always get tears whenever I feel her energy. Mm-hmm. And so I feel this just in deep just love, and it just purges, tears come out, and I'm kind of get a little choked up right now about it, but mm-hmm. But it just blew me away, and I don't know what it is. Even at home, I tend to do clearings before I do meditation, and I call her in, and I almost instantly go in tears, and I don't know, it just strikes something up in me that, you know, something in me. So,
right.
So yeah. Anyway, so.
Well, I'm glad you can sense those energies.
Yeah. Yeah. I am too.
Yeah. I think we're probably going to have another. It looks like it's kind of clearing up out there, so it looks like we might have another evening of fun and filming out there. So we'll see what unfolds.
Yeah, it's going to be great. I'm going to do a lot of playing tonight.
Right. Yeah, we've got to get all that footage downloaded here so we can share that with the group. We'll get it up on the website here and send it out over the pretty soon. Is there anybody else there that wants to come on the air?
But of course. The next victim, once again. We'll see you soon, Jeff.
All right.
Hello?
Hello, who are we speaking with?
Hello, this is Michaela.
Hi, Michaela, how are you doing?
I'm good, how are you doing?
Good, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, do you want to share with us some of your experiences, both out in the field and also in the class?
Totally. Let's start. Just like the first class I came to yesterday, it was as if I was having like some type of universal surgery during it. I saw hands coming in my light body and like taking out darkness and filling it in with light, and like all over my body just felt amazing. I've had for years, I've noticed like on the left side of my head, I've had this really intense blockage where no energy can go in. And during that healing, I saw hands come in and grab a tube that had been broken inside of my head. And they put it back together, mended it back together, and put healing energy through it. And now I can just, like, feel so much energy going through the left side of my head. It's amazing. I'm very thankful for that. And then last night the orbs were also just really great. I've never seen, well, maybe I have, but I haven't known that I've seen orbs just, like, with my plain eye up in the sky flying around and playing with everyone. It was super awesome. And then last night I was sleeping. I was going to sleep in the convention center where the workshops are held. Mm-hmm. And as I was going to sleep, I look over and I saw that there's this little gnome just, like, peeking at me. And I saw him and I was just like, hey. And he was like, oh, you saw me. And he, like, hid and ran away. It was really fun. And then the Kundalini practice was very powerful for me. I felt like eyes in the palms of my hand open up, and for a little bit I was able to just see clearly into the energetic realms through my hands. It only lasted for probably like a minute or something, but it was really amazing. There's a lot of powerful healing energy here. It's a beautiful place.
Yeah. How'd you enjoy the ships last night?
Oh, I loved them. They made me so happy. I didn't realize how much they would affect me. Like I always heard that they did that, but, like, I didn't think that I would also just be, like, cracking up laughing and just, like, I don't know. It was really cool also. Like, I was standing out there, and I was, like, I said to the universe, I was, like, I want to see another one, because we hadn't seen any for a few minutes. And I just heard, like, oh, look up there. And I looked where it showed me to look, and then, like, I saw one just flying around, and I was like, whoa. And then it was like, yeah, look over there. And I looked over there, and there's another one. So it was really awesome how, like, the universe is completely in touch with it and, like, wants us to see them, and, like, really wants us to hear it and listen and have fun with it.
But it's almost like they guide you to see them. It's like you're standing there, and all of a sudden you just automatically turn around, you look up, and they're there. It's almost like an automatic mechanism or something that that your spirit or something hooks into, and you just know where they are, and you look right up, and they're there.
Yeah, it's so crazy.
Yeah, how'd you like those power-ups when those doubles came in and then just crossed each other's path and lit up the whole sky? Those were pretty amazing.
That was, like, one of the craziest things I've ever seen with my naked eye. Like, just, like, I can't even wrap my mind around that, you know, and I don't think I'm supposed to, but, like, it was intriguing and fascinating and beautiful and everything good that you would never imagine, just in a little light powering up.
Yeah. You know, what's amazing, too, is these things are kind of turning and arcing and powering up doing all kinds of things up there. What would you say, you know, to the basic skeptic that's saying, oh, those are just meteors or satellites?
I tell them to take a closer look at them, you know? Like, if you can open your mind instead of like, I mean, it's just seems so obvious to me, you know, like, I don't even know what I'd say to them. Like, once they're looking at them, like, it'd be hard to, like, take them seriously for them denying them to me, you know?
Yeah, it is. You look at them, you just go, I can't even go there anymore because it's so obvious what they are.
Yeah,
we had James Todd at OMSI. We showed him the footage of this ship landing on Mount Adams and morphing into three and then back to one again for like 30 minutes doing all these crazy things. And he said it was a space station. I mean, yeah, and we just went, or the space shuttle. It's either the space station or the space shuttle, nothing to get excited over. And I go, well, when does that land on the mountain? You know, I mean, how does the space station land on the mountain and hang out for 45 minutes and morph into three? You know, maybe you can explain that to me. But it's just that now the explanations that they're giving are so bad and so ridiculous. You wonder if there's some kind of a severe mental disorder or they're just, you know, trained liars. You know, you don't know which one it is.
Yeah.
But
It might be also because, you know, if you don't believe it, you won't see it.
Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, a five-year-old kid would look at that and know what it was, you know. It's just like, these guys are supposed to be educated.
<You know? laughs> I guess we don't really know what education is.
Yeah, yeah. It's pretty sad. I think education has shifted more into more of a mind control program and to just keep the status quo going, you know, versus really awakening people and enlightening people as to the real nature of the universe.
Totally. Yeah. I think what you're doing right now is perfect, though, you know? Like, because you can't fight with them. You can just offer a place to show them and let them experience it and see for themselves.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's all you can do. And then pretty soon enough people, there's so many people that have been here and they've seen the ships that when they do try to shift into that debunking state and everything else, they just end up looking ridiculous. You know, they end up just establishing their own character and their own ignorance when they go on the attack, you know. So that's basically the process, you know, that we're undergoing now is that we go, look, you know, we've got the best of the best that have come up here and they've seen the ships and they know that they're here. So you having not been here, how can you make any kind of an intelligent statement about what's happening, you know?
Yeah, totally. Like, I think the most important thing is for us to try to keep an open heart for the people who still are not understanding and just, like, patience and love, you know? Still trying to, like, hold hands with them and brothers and sisters, you know. Just
pat them on the head and go, it's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay, you'll get it.
Yeah, you know? Totally.
Yeah. You know, there are those out there, though, that, I mean, they know it's real, but they are performing that total disinformation program, even though they know it's real, it is kind of sad, but they are going to be extremely embarrassed, you know, here in the very near future.
Most definitely.
Yeah.
Do you think that has to do... Oh?
What's...
Oh, no, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say, what do you think that has to do with? Do you think that has to do with, like, a, like, larger, like, why do you think all this doubt is here?
Yeah, well, basically, in the interest of national security, you know, they've gleaned some pretty powerful technologies out of that, out of the crash sites and everything else, and so they're trying to keep it a secret. And, you know, the elite want to maintain all that exotic technology and everything else for their own gain. So that's been going on for about 60 years, and so they're doing everything they can to suppress, you know, the fact that we do have fieldless energy, we do have anti-end counter-gravity, and we do have some technologies that pretty much end disease on this planet. But, you know, basically you've got the war and disease profiteers running the show right now, and as long as they're in there, they're going to continue with the denial and the cover-up.
Yeah, totally. Well, we'll figure it out somehow.
Yeah, I think a mass awakening is about it, and people are just tired of you know, going down the path that they've created for us, and they're getting ready to choose a different path.
Yes!
Sounds great. Hey, thanks for coming on the show. Is there anybody else there that wants to come on?
I think so. You want me to grab them?
Sure.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for coming on the show.
Hello?
Hello. Who's on the, who are we speaking with?
This is Steven.
Steven, hey, thanks for coming on the show.
Hey, glad to be here.
Hey, I'd love for you to share some of your experiences, you know, both in the workshop and out in the field.
Yeah, I just wanted to, well, just first of all, it's my third weekend out here, and, I mean, it's just, like, every weekend just gotten better and better. I mean, this place is just exquisite, and I just wanted to mention my experience about last night and the big power-up.
Yeah.
With the two ships that crossed paths, because that was probably by far like the brightest power up that I witnessed, and it was probably the first one that I tuned in with. Like I really felt it like in my heart too, like when it like both like my heart and the ship kind of lit up at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a very very warm feeling it was very moving.
Yeah, would you say there's definitely an interface or some kind of exchange of energy between the ships and the people on the ground?
Yeah, definitely. Especially when you kind of just kind of let go and really just open up your heart and kind of stay in your heart, and then they just kind of show themselves to you.
I know people that are in analytical mind, they're just intellectual trying to figure this thing out. They miss so much of the experience. You know, they're there trying to put it in a box that's known to them, you know, and trying to put it into a satellite category or a meteor or a space station or shuttle or something. You know, even when the shuttles aren't up, you know, they still think automatically it's a space shuttle they're seeing. But it's sad watching that. Every once in a while we get somebody that comes out like that, and I go, and I love what William Henry said when he was here. He said, when the ships came in and powered up, and we had four come back to back at the last conference, and I asked him, I go, hey, did you see it? Did you see the ship? And he goes, what do you mean, see it? He goes, I felt it, you know? And it just sent chills throughout his whole body, and he got all giddy and happy, you know, from the experience. So, you know, it's that is the most important part is, you know, we can't just use our eyes and that and our intellect, that's it. We've got to start sensing things with, you know, all of our chakras or all of our centers, you know, to figure out what's really going on.
Yeah, definitely. I'm kind of just over like the workshops and everything like that, like I kind of have learned to really kind of let go of the analytical mind and just kind of just tune into more feeling and kind of inner senses and stuff.
Yeah, as far as the classes go, can you talk about any of your experiences while in the classes?
I guess overall, like, just kind of been working through a lot of blockages and just kind of, I mean, it's been a huge release. It's kind of helping me work through some things that, like, I went through and, I mean, it's been probably no more than a month, and I think I've made like phenomenal progress, and I think it's helped a ton, especially using the clearing tools and bringing the energy too. I think that really helps.
You know, it's interesting. We're sitting here talking, and this orb just went flying right through my room. So I guess we have a lot more listeners out there than we see. But I thought that was kind of interesting. Is there anything else you want to share or any of your other experiences here?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I just wanted to leave by saying that I guess now is probably the time to just for everyone to really get into their heart and just come out and play. And I guess if you can't do that, you know, you can just stay at home.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Hey, well, thanks so much for coming on the show. Is there anybody else there that might want to come on the show? We've just got a couple minutes left.
Yeah, let me check. Yeah, 1 second.
Hello, James.
Hey, who are we speaking with?
This is Jana.
Jana, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I wanted to talk about our experience today when Tassamara came in.
Yeah.
And he sort of has opened up a gateway to the inner earth, and we were able to experience the energy of sort of the collective. A lot of beings came up, and it was just such, there was so much joy, and it was such a blessing to have them there. I think I just wanted to share sort of, if we are to have the union between the inner earth and all of our star brothers and sisters, is that there is so much joy in the future. I mean, the energy was just so hot and amazing. It just, it was, I was just blown away by that collective energy today.
I think it was funny how so many people had the same experience, and they got these glimpses of these little gnomes running and elves running around the room and playing and just totally tumbling and playing with people. And it was hilarious how so many people either saw them or felt them going by and touching them. And it was pretty amazing.
Yeah, they're fantastic people.
Uh-huh. I know you've had quite a camaraderie with them and have been working with them. And I know they come and visit you all the time. Can you talk about some of the little visitations you've had?
Yeah, well, definitely it was the last thing I expected because my eyes were always to the skies. But I think in my lineage and in my soul lineage, I'm very connected to them. And that I had the experience where when I first started coming here, I actually saw one in third density right outside my tent in the night. And it was about a 3-foot tall being. If you weren't able to sense the energy of it, you might be a little taken aback by its appearance. They wanted me to see them so that I could start talking about what their role is, and how I think that we are going to bridge the gap first, definitely with ourselves and our relation to them and to the earth, because they have a lot to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I'm just wrapping my head around it also, but all the creational aspects and how much they work in service for the planet, to grow things and to aid in all those creational parts. There's a lot to it, and it's kind of a process of remembering and not questioning more than anything. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's a
vast.
Matter of, humanity joining the rest of the universe. It's like we're the missing link, you know, and all the higher realms and the masters and the nature kingdom and the ultra-dimensionals, you know, they're all hooked up. They all know each other. They all work in harmony, but we're the ones that are out of sorts and in disharmony, and it's time for us to get back into the fold and start, you know, cooperating with the rest of the universe.
I'm also starting to think that, like, our midnight might be their noon, like, because they're always out at night, you know, and I know that the collective consciousness kind of gets a little bit more sleepy, but I've woken up and they're just, sometimes they're just watching me sleep, or they're giving me information about the gardens through symbols and showing me things, and that's a real honor. So,
You know, we've gardened here with them in conjunction with them, and all of our gardens were just phenomenal when we were doing that. And then I got busy on the road doing workshops and classes on the circuit, and I stopped doing that and just threw the seeds out there and took off and wasn't interfacing or interacting with them, and the gardens just went to hell, you know. Now they're coming back that we're interfacing with them again. I know we're going to have some awesome crops this year.
Yeah, and you're able to see, I know a lot of people are able to see the light spheres of the fairies. They're kind of these green and blue light balls that appear, and their energy is really, really high. And you can definitely sense them. Whenever I'm planting anything, the energy is so high. It's like it's hard to function sometimes.
I know, sometimes when I go out in the field, I've seen them too, where you have these green balls of light spinning around us. It's hilarious. And you start getting all giddy when they're around. And what's neat is people are actually photographing them now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No. I think also everyone can access this, and all you have to do is ask for help and to go out there and to humble yourself and to connect and to take that time, because they want to work with us. So.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Hey, Jenna, unfortunately, we're out of time. I can't thank you enough for coming on the show. Thank everybody else there for coming on the show.
Good stuff.
Yeah, and we got to sign off, unfortunately. So anyway, this is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio signing off. Have a great evening, and watch the skies and watch the little lights in the corners of your eyes, because it just might be a little gnome or a fairy. Anyway, good night.